It's Monday, August 7th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Philippine military said that it had rescued a Christian carpenter last Tuesday who was trapped for more than 2 months inside Marawi, where government forces have been fighting to oust Islamic State-linked militants since last May, reports Benar News. The 41-year-old man, identified only as Dodong, said he survived by eating raw grains of rice and by drinking rainwater as he hid on a rooftop. The frail carpenter witnessed young militants go from house to house, hauling off valuables in trucks and committing arson. He said, quote, "I was so scared. I prayed to God to keep me safe. Whenever the military would bomb enemy positions, my ears felt like exploding, too." Unquote. Psalm 16, verse 1 says, "Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge." According to the Washington Times, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is up in arms over a weekly Bible study in the Trump White House, regularly attended by several high-ranking cabinet members and organized by Capital Ministries. Last Thursday, the God-hating group issued a statement saying, quote, "Study the Bible on your own time, not the taxpayers. In short, get off your knees and get to work." Unquote. If atheists are convinced that there is no God, why are they so threatened by people's devotion to him? Geneticists are exploring whether there might be a DNA component behind transgendered people's identity with the opposite gender from which God created them to be. They've examined the DNA from the blood samples of 10,000 people, 3,000 of them transgender, and the rest non-transgender, reports the Christian Post. After 2 decades of research through Boston Children's Hospital, Vanderbilt University Medical Center, and George Washington University, they have not drawn any irrefutable conclusions. Imagine the anger and horror of a mother discovering that school authorities had given her teenage son female hormone treatments without her permission. The Thomas More Society filed an appeal on Monday in the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit in St. Paul on behalf of Anne Marie Calgaro, a Minnesota mother, who is appealing a judge's decision to dismiss her lawsuit against the school for usurping her parental rights, reports the Christian Post. In May, District Court Judge Paul Magnuson dismissed the mother's claims as, quote, "meritless," unquote. In a horrible defeat for pro-life organizations, a 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit ruled that a secular pregnancy center must be forced to comply with the Obamacare mandate that forces organizations to pay for drugs that cause abortions, reports Life News. For years, evolutionary scientists claimed that most human DNA was a useless byproduct of the evolutionary process, and they used that theory to support their contention that there was no design or purpose to the universe. Then, in 2012, after a decade-long project, the Encyclopedia of DNA Elements published 30 papers which Science Magazine reported that sounded the death knell for the theory of junk DNA. The researchers found at least 80% of human DNA actually serve a purpose, reports World Magazine. More interestingly, the ENCODE researchers, sponsored by the National Human Genome Research Institute, were not affiliated with creationism or intelligent design. Not surprisingly, their conclusion did not sit well with evolutionary scientists, particularly Dan Grauer, who on his Twitter feed calls himself a crusader on a white horse about to slay the dragon, ENCODE, with a new study that attempts to refute the ENCODE findings and proclaims at least 75 to 90% of human DNA is useless trash. Genesis 1:27 says it all. So God created mankind in his own image. Fox News anchor Eric Bolling, who previously co-hosted The Five, has been suspended pending an investigation into lewd, unsolicited images he is accused of sending multiple female co-workers at Fox News, which they found, quote, "deeply upsetting and offensive," unquote, reports TheHill.com. A Planned Parenthood staffer called in to confess her guilt on a nationally syndicated Christian radio talk show recently. In my special report immediately following today's newscast, I'll share the eye-popping audio from that on-air conversation. You won't want to miss it. Only 27% of millennials regularly attend religious services. A new Pew Research Center study has found that millennials are replacing church with other things such as social media, fitness, and food, reports the New York Post. For example, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has even described the community found on Facebook as a type of church, a place where people can, quote, find a sense of purpose and support, unquote. Hebrews 10:25 warns Christians not to give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, August 7th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. And now, as promised, my special report. On Friday, July 28th, an anonymous Planned Parenthood employee called into Dr. Michael Brown's nationally syndicated Christian radio talk show, The Line of Fire, and expressed serious regret for the fact that she has been working for Planned Parenthood in an administrative position for over 4 months, reports the Christian Post. Even though she opposes abortion, the caller took the position because she was a single mother in need of a well-paying job.
I work for Planned Parenthood. Ironic as it sounds, I'm totally against abortion because I deal with a lot of guilt by working there.
Her friends have attempted to soothe her guilty conscience. This is what they told her.
And they say, well, you're not doing the procedures. You're just doing an administrative position, so you're not really contributing. But I still feel really, really guilty. I took the job because I was a single mom at the time, and it pays extremely well. But I just haven't felt the same happy or anything since I started. And I wondered, I know we have to answer to God for everything that we do, but will I be judged the same way that he would judge somebody who actually has abortions and things like that? Or how do you think God sees that? Do you think I'm too far gone to go back?
Listen to how Dr. Brown responded.
Can I talk to you with total honesty?
Yeah.
All right. First, you're not too far gone to go back, but you need to get out of there. You got no business working there, but God's merciful and compassionate, and he understands your struggles, single mom, all the issues you're dealing with. There is forgiveness. Jesus died for any and all sins you've committed. It's not that you have left God entirely. You just made a wrong decision. It's one that's understandable, but it's absolutely wrong, and you need to get out of there and trust God for your next step. He won't fail you.
Brown added that because the caller is a child of God, she was feeling God's conviction.
Because you're his child, you don't feel right. Because you're his child, you're under conviction. Because you're his child, the joy isn't there. And it can't be, because you are facilitating people's abortions, whether you're greeting them when they come in, whether you're failing to tell them there are other alternatives, whether you're processing a payment, you're part of that. And it would be, in that respect, no different than, say, if during days of slave trade, that your job was just to register, you know, how many people were on the ship and how many survived, or height and weight for sale or something like that. Or if you were in Nazi Germany during the Holocaust, and your job was to count the shoes that were taken from the Jewish prisoners, or the gold teeth that were taken, or whatever, even if you yourself didn't participate in their death. So for sure, the Holy Spirit is not letting you be comfortable. For sure, your own conscience is not letting you be comfortable. But don't think for a moment that God's grace is not there.
The Planned Parenthood staffer revealed what she witnessed in the back of the abortion mill.
There's a room in the back, and it's called a POC room, and it's products of conception. It's where things are processed, and you refer to it as, you know, tissue or fetus. But I saw it for the first time. It's a baby. It's soft tissue.
Yeah.
It is. It's a baby. There's legs and there's arms and there's eyes. It's a baby. And the reason why I'm so upset is because on an ultrasound, sometimes you have to do ultrasounds while you're doing it. And if you're far enough along, it looks like they're fighting you back. It's a murder. Just not right.
The woman also accused her employer of glorifying abortion by stressing the importance of women's, quote, right to choose, unquote. She added that in many cases, Planned Parenthood workers only briefly discuss other options with women seeking an abortion and stress the benefits of abortion.
Some women come in and they say they're not sure. And it's almost like sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes some doctors will almost push for them to get the abortion, and they'll say, well, it's, you know, ultimately your decision, but they put too much emphasis on the positive effects of the abortion, like, well, you know, you'll have more time to yourself. It's almost like it's pushed for, and it's almost glorified. It's really sick. It's not what they tell you it is on the news and all the marches that you see. It's not what they say it is. It's what the pro-life people say. They're telling you the truth. It is what when they say how horrible it is, it really is, and that's coming from inside. I've seen it. It's real bad. And I just hope to God that if there's somebody listening that wants to have an abortion, don't. Just carry it to term. To adoption. Just don't do that. And I just don't want to go to work Monday.
Brown told the woman that, quote, there is no turning back, unquote.
You know, you're being complicit with murder of children if you go back to this. So make sure you're out, and that's the reality. If you find yourself in financial hardship because of the decision you made, we know some folks that really help the pro-life movement holistically, and that if you ran into some real life crisis, you know, because of this, you can't feed your children the next week or something. We have friends I know that would say, hey, we're going to stand with you in the midst of this. All right.
The woman also explained that she stopped going to church.
I used to go to church and I just stopped because I was almost embarrassed because I didn't want people to know what I was doing. But I always remembered my pastor saying that if you're chastened by the Lord, it's a sign that you're his, because if you don't feel bad for sinning, then obviously you might not be redeemed.
Brown urged the woman to return to church immediately.
I'd really encourage you to get back to service on Sunday, to get in your notice immediately, hang up the phone, let Planned Parenthood know you won't be coming back in, do whatever you have to do responsibly to take care of that. And then we're going to reach out to you to follow up to make sure if there are immediate needs that come up. We have friends involved in pro-life ministry that would say, hey, we want to make sure that you ultimately, you and your daughter, don't suffer. The same God that enabled you to conceive is the God that can take you through here. Get off the phone and say, Father, I'm so sorry, but by your grace, I'm turning away. His forgiveness is complete. And I want to assure you, you never have to wrestle with guilt after that. You may regret what you've done and may regret it with tears and share it with others, but you are actually going to end up saving lives. You are actually going to end up helping women to have children. They're going to be babies born into the world through your story. That's how God's going to redeem it.
You can hear the whole 18-minute conversation from the radio show in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The woman who called into Brown's show is not alone. The nonprofit organization, And Then There Were None, which runs the website abortionworker.com, is a ministry that exists to help abortion clinic workers leave the deadly industry. The ministry has helped hundreds of abortion workers leave their jobs. The ministry was started by Abby Johnson, a former director of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill in College Station, Texas. She wrote the book entitled Unplanned, the dramatic true story of a former Planned Parenthood leader's eye-opening journey across the lifeline. What did you think of that on-air radio conversation? Email me, adam@theworldview.com. This has been a special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.